Welcome back to Tribe Business International. My name is Bob Babbitt. We're brought to you by Babbittville and Endurance Sportswire. Our guest, one of the greatest triathletes in history, Mr. Greg Bennett. Greggy, how the heck are you, man?
I'm fantastic. And just to be here with you, Bob, I feel flattered, mate, and honored.
Honored. Listen, truly. Listen to you. Couple-time Olympian, won over 100 races in your career. Part of that amazing group with you, Craig Alexander, Chris McCormick, just all these great young Aussies all coming on the scene at the same time. Take me back a little bit. What got you into this crazy sport?
You know, somebody asked me that about a year ago and said, what is your why? Why do you do this sport? And honestly, it is the community. It's the people. It's people like yourself. We don't leave. We love it. We love the races. We love the brands. We love the athletes and the clubs.
Yes.
And for me, sure, I love to go to races, and I love high-pressure races, and I love performing, and I love all the challenges that go with it. But honestly, there's no better feeling than finishing and telling your war stories with your mates, whether that be other pros or the amateurs.
You know,
my father-in-law is 75.
Yeah.
And we tell the story, oh yeah, dude, what about that corner or that bridge? And there's a real, you got to hell and back together. It's a brutal sport. And when you finish, there's something about, there's a bonding experience that goes on. And that's the addiction we all talk about.
Exactly.
And I truly love it for that.
One thing you mentioned before we started chatting was, a lot of times we look at, you know, gosh, it's a bummer Hy-Vee went away, or it's a bummer that the Lifetime series is gone. Your philosophy is really a good one. It's, hey, we're lucky anything comes in our sport. We get 2-3 years out of Hy-Vee, $25 million over 8 years. Just pinch yourself and go, thank you.
Exactly. And that's, I try and tell a lot of the young pros that are often, you know, we're not making enough money, we're not doing this, we're not doing, I'm like, mate, firstly, what are you giving? What are you giving to the world that the world owes you anything?
Exactly.
Ask yourself that question every day when you get up. What are you actually giving? As a professional athlete, I've asked myself that the whole time. Am I entertaining? Am I educating? And hopefully, am I inspiring?
Right.
And if I'm doing those three things, I feel like I'm fulfilling my role as a professional athlete. But then you have these Lifetime Fitness, you have the Hy-Vees of the world that come along and they support our event. And you put your hand up and say, yes, please, let me be a part of this. This is fantastic.
Because you never know if it's going to come back.
And you don't know if it's going to come back. And so, yes, I embraced it very much. And I was
rewarded. You and Laura did great at Hy-Vee.
And I was given a tremendous opportunity.
Yeah.
I'm reading a book right now, Outliers, and I'm sure a lot of people have read it. And it talks about, you know, what makes successful people successful. And is it just talent and hard work? And in fact, it's not. It's opportunity as well. And I've been incredibly blessed my whole career where opportunity has arisen,
right?
Whether that be the Lifetime Fitness Series, whether it be Hy-Vee coming on board with tremendous sponsorship, whether it be triathlon getting to be into the Olympic Games.
Yes.
This has all happened in my last 25 years of racing the sport. I've had so many opportunities along my way, and I couldn't be more grateful. I really couldn't. I feel incredibly blessed for what I've had.
So what's next? I know you're here at Tribe Business International. You got the suit.
Yeah,
you got the pocket square. Greg Bennett International. No. What's the scoop here?
You know, for me, really being here is to really see the mechanics of triathlon. How is this sport so unbelievably fantastic? Mm. Who are the people behind it, and how are they doing it? You know, sitting here with you. I mean, I don't want to talk you too much and embarrass you on TV, but being here with the likes of yourself, people that are the core of what this sport is about. And how is this sport able to keep operating at the level it is?
Yes.
And listening to so many people that are the biggest events in the world, they're here, they're talking about how they do it. The brands, these ideas these people come up with for brands.
Yes.
You know, as a professional athlete, I'm on the other side. I'm like, it's all about me, I'm racing, and I'm not thinking about, oh, how hard was it to get this sponsor to come on board, or how hard was it to talk to the police commissioner to get them to sign off on closing the roads, or get the surf guys to, you know, allow us to swim in the ocean here. There's so much going on, and for me, I really want to be an intern, if you like, to the sport of triathlon.
Right.
I want to go behind the scenes and say, what is making this sport tick?
And how can I help?
And how can I help? And how am I of value?
Yes.
You know, it's not about the paycheck. I want to know, how can I give back in a way that allows me to share my knowledge that I've collected over 30 years? And how can I be beneficial to either race directors or brands or anything that's going out there? How can I help? And it's been fantastic because I've met already, you know, I've been here less than 24 hours and I haven't stopped talking,
because
I'm so excited to just meet so many amazing people. And, you know, and some of them come up, oh, Greg, we've been so inspired to have you here. I'm like, are you kidding? It's completely the opposite. I feel just like to be able to be in this room with people running this sport that has given me everything.
That's true.
It's given me everything. It's given me a beautiful wife.
Yes.
I've gone to the Olympic Games. I've done okay financially. Yes, and yes. I'm in a good place, and I feel incredibly fortunate. These people in this room made it happen.
Yeah.
And so I feel very blessed to be here, too.
Best race ever?
Oh, I have to pick one. Yeah. I've been pretty fortunate. I've had a couple, but probably one that really stands out for many reasons is Hy-Vee in 2011.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons that is, I was, you know, a couple of months off turning 40,
mm-hmm.
and pretty much in my own mind thought, am I done? Am I kind of over? And I was going to go to the 2012 Olympics. I thought, go one more Olympics, give
sure.
it a go. And I went to Europe, raced against the Brownlees and Gomez, came back to the US, and was like, and the first time I'd ever said it out loud, I was like, I can't beat them.
Ooh.
It's my first time in my life. It doesn't matter if I've raced Simon Lessing, yeah. Chris McCormack, yeah, yeah. whoever it is, Whitfield. I always believed I could beat them.
Sure.
There was on my day, I could beat these guys. Right. And not to disrespect them one bit. They're
no.
phenomenal athletes. But when I left Europe and I came back, I was like, I can't beat them. And I said it to another athlete. I said, oh, I'm not going to try for the Olympics. If I can't win the gold in my own mind, it's about winning the race.
Right.
I don't need to turn up and be a tourist. If I can't win, I'm not sure I want to go. And they said, oh, no. You never know. And I said, actually, I do know. Deep down, I do know that I can't win that gold medal because there's two Brownlees and a Gomez.
The medals
so
are yours.
Yeah, and even if one of them happens, yeah, potentially you could get a podium, but that doesn't interest me. If I go to the Olympics, I want to win.
Yeah, yeah.
So then I remember coming home and going, right, I'm going to stay in the US and go back to my true love, non-drafting Olympic distance. Called up Philadelphia, I think it was on a Wednesday, and I said, have you got any space? Can I get in the race? Yeah, Greg, we'd love to have you. Flew over to Philadelphia on the Saturday, race Sunday, got third to Andy Potts and Matty Reid, and
yes.
I was like, I loved that. That was fun. It's what I enjoyed. During that same time, Bill Burke announced that Hy-Vee was going to be a non-drafting race.
Yes.
And I thought, wow. So I went that year and I podiumed 9 races in a row leading up to Hy-Vee. Didn't win any of them.
Right, but podium.
And then Hy-Vee, they had the preems. Every lap you won on the bike, you got $5,000. I didn't think I was going to win, so I was like, oh,
go for the preems.
Go for the preems. So at the end of the bike, I'm like, oh, there's one preem, $5,000. So good day already. Yeah, it doesn't matter what happens now, I made five grand. And then another preem as I got off the bike, $10,000. All right. Jeez, I got a 50-second lead. Run! And then Hunter Kemper, I think, got within about 20 seconds or so of the last lap. I said, no way, I'm going to own this one. Let's do it. And I remember making the final turn. And Hy-Vee is a really tough, brutal race.
Yeah.
Bill Burke put on a race there that is not an easy one. Hot, humid, hilly. And I remember turning onto that blue carpet that was laid down for about 150 meters. Massive stadium of people, you know, and an incredible backdrop. And just, it was still kind of running uphill to the finish, but just didn't even feel my legs. You know, and I've won races where you kind of run down the finishing line and there's a little bit, I should put my hands in the air,
yeah.
you know, celebrate because that's what the camera wants. Kind
of course.
Thing. But there's other ones where the elation inside of you just hits you. You don't feel a thing. And I can get goosebumps now thinking about it. And it's just like, wow, this feeling is, because the unknown victory, it's when you expect a victory, it's kind of nice to win. Well, not expect, but you know you're in good shape.
Yes.
But when you turn up and you're not really sure, you're just kind of hoping to participate, and then this win comes from nowhere. It is truly an amazing feeling, and I think that's why that one sticks out, because it was probably my last really significant win I'll ever have. I'm realistic now. I'm 44.
Come on,
I'm 44, but
44. Wow.
But it was also because it was so unknown to me that it really, really sticks out, you know, in my mind, and you know, to just be able to do it in the US. Bill Burke has been putting on races for 20 plus years, probably one of my favorite race directors, you know, to be involved there. It was really, and Laura had won it in 07, you know, and so we both won the big Hy-Vee race, and so it was really special.
I tell people all the time, is it one of the triathlons this summer in Solana Beach, and I'm, you know, there at usual 5 a.m, races at 7, and I'm with all my other guys in the 60 to death category, commiserating, and it's like, why do we still do this?
Yeah.
And each one was like, because we can.
Yeah, exactly.
I see you as somebody who's going to be in that, you know, 50 to 50 and 60 and say forever.
I was an amateur before I was a professional.
Yeah.
And I remember getting my first paycheck and go, someone's going to pay me to do this? okay, all right, yeah, I'll do it again. And it was, you know, for me, it was, I was always in love with the sport. I was doing it with my mates, and suddenly, yeah, I had a little bit of talent, and then I loved the work, and, you know, I was able to make a career of it. And, you know, I decided very young that I wanted to always be the most professional I could be.
Yes.
You know, I might not be as talented as a Gomez, or but I can be more professional if I try hard at it.
Yeah.
And so I've always made sure that I do the little things the best I can. I mean, I love the Sky team. You know, they call it marginal gains. I've always been the guy to go, right, how can I perform better? How can I be better with the amateurs? How can I be better with the race directors? How can I work with my brands better?
Right.
And for me, that was a really significant part of how I wanted to conduct Bennett Endurance, our brand. You know, and that was control the controllables is what it was always about for us. Both Laura and I, we both had that kind of a career.
Love it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Greggy, for taking time.
Thanks
man.
So much. I'm truly honored. Thanks so much for having me.
Greg Bennett has been our guest. Hold on, everyone. We will be right back.